Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz will be leading a trade mission to Switzerland and Germany from November 15th through the 21st. The governor's delegation will travel to major business centers in Zurich, Dusseldorf, and Berlin. The mission of the trip will focus on growing the state's exports of goods and services, showcasing Minnesota as a top destination for business investment, and strengthening existing ties. Deer hunting licenses are now on sale for the upcoming season in Minnesota. DNR Big Game Program Coordinator Paul Burris says there's one big change Minnesotans should be aware of.
Moving forward, there's just one license that's good for the A season statewide, and then in the Southeast, where formerly the B season, now we're just calling the late Southeast season, is offered. You just need that one license and you can hunt both seasons. So the season itself's not going away, it's just the necessity to buy a separate license is going away.
More information can be found on the Minnesota DNR website. Minnesota's Queer Legislators Caucus is speaking out after some National Democrats suggested compromise on transgender issues like sports participation and educational opportunities. The caucus says now is not the time to back down as trans Americans face growing attacks from the Trump administration. They say equal rights have always included trans rights and all kids deserve the chance to play. The lawmakers promise to keep fighting for personal freedoms and say trans people will always be welcome in Minnesota. The Minnesota Department of Corrections is implementing a new electronic application system for prison visitors today that replaces the paper application process. Commissioner Paul Schnell says the new system will save time and money on postage.
We process thousands of applications, and just the time of managing all of that paper and mailing and all of that cost, those are huge efficiency factors and cost-saving factors.
Schnell says having all the information in a digital format allows prison staff to compare data with other state systems. Minnesota native and WKRP in Cincinnati star Lonnie Anderson died at age 79 in a Los Angeles hospital. Defensive end Jared Allen is the latest Minnesota Viking to put on a Pro Football Hall of Fame gold jacket. Allen was inducted in Canton on Saturday and thanked the Vikings organization, front office, and coaches.
I'm a firm believer that God puts people in your life at the appropriate times. And what you did for the growth of my career, but more importantly, the people that you surrounded me with in that organization helped me grow as a man. That is why I will forever call the Vikings my home.
Allen mentioned playing alongside Ben Leber, Chad Greenway, E.J. Henderson, and Antoine Winfield in Minnesota. He also says he cannot wait to be at the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction for former Vikings teammate Kevin Williams. The Minnesota Twins open a three-game series against the first-place Detroit Tigers tonight at Comerica Park. Travis Adams is scheduled to start for the Twins in the opener versus Detroit's Casey Mize. This is MNN.